Have you ever been in a situation where you've lost something and you know for sure the place that you left it, but you just keep looking and looking and looking in the same place, turning things upside down? It's gotta be here. This is where I left it. And it's just not there. I had this experience even just this week with my car. I was in downtown St. Paul. I'd gotten some cheap tickets to Don Giovanni. I went downtown on Thursday night. It was a great performance. I was with a friend. After the performance, it's around 11 o'clock. We go to the parking garage where I parked my car, and we looked and we looked and we looked. We took the elevator up and down, up and down. We're just walking through the parking garage, finding places where no person even probably should go. And it's like, it's gotta be here. We searched for probably a half hour for my car. I parked in this garage. I know it. It's on my app here. This is the garage I parked in. I feel like it actually might be what purgatory's like, looking endlessly, but coming up empty. It was purifying me, surely. And finally, we see a sign. Oh, this lobby that opens up into another part of the parking garage closes at 11. But if you call security, they might be able to help you. So we call security. He was very kind. Sure, I'll be down in a few minutes. He comes. He lets us into this completely other, a different portion of the parking garage. And right there's my car. Right where I left it. But I had to look someplace else. I kept looking in the same place over and over and over and was getting frustrated. Why isn't it here? Well, I had to look someplace else. I had to look in a different place. And sometimes I think this is like our search for the Lord. We look for him in this place. We're sure he's going to be there. We keep looking and looking and looking. And when we don't find him, we just get frustrated instead of maybe turning and looking someplace else. Even the disciples in the ascension today, I think there might be some kind of mystery here to ponder. Once Jesus is lifted up, the cloud takes him away from their sight, and they just look into the sky, it says. They just look into the sky. I wonder how long they looked. Were they just standing there, jaws dropped, for like hours? They just kept looking into the sky. Till finally, these two men dressed in white, presumably angels, they come and approach them and say, "Hey, men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky?" Jesus isn't in the sky. He went through the sky, but Jesus isn't there. Like, why do you keep looking there? They had to change their gaze and, I think, look elsewhere. And even in another account of the ascension, we get this at the conclusion of the Gospel of Matthew today. Jesus, before he ascends, he says to them something pretty peculiar, "And behold, I'm with you always." Those were some of his parting words. "I'm with you always, even to the end of the age." And then like a rocket, he leaves them. He says, "I'm with you always." And then he leaves. He goes to the right hand of the Father. He ascends into heaven. But yet he makes this promise to them, "I'm with you always." And then they just look into the sky. "I'm with you always." What might this mean? I think it means that Jesus is in other locations besides at the right hand of the Father. Certainly his physical presence, his body, his soul, he's there in heaven in his physical presence. But the promise we have to believe as well, that I'm with you always, means maybe that's not the only place he is, at the right hand of the Father in this place we call heaven. Maybe heaven, the place of God, is in other places, places that we have access to, places that are available to us. It's the reason we come to church, isn't it? We come here, we recognize Jesus' real, true, substantial presence in the Blessed Sacrament, in the Eucharist that we receive in this Holy Mass. His presence is with us even in the assembly. He promised that to his disciples. Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I'm with you. There I'm in your midst. He's with us in the priesthood. The priesthood is the extension of Jesus' ministry and presence in the world. So he's with us in true, substantial ways, and he's available to us, which I think is the fulfillment of his promise. I'm with you always. I haven't abandoned you. I haven't just departed into the sky to leave you orphans. I've gone into heaven to take your humanity with me, and that you might have an even closer connection and communion with me. And I think we can even look interiorly for the fulfillment of this promise. I'm with you always. We know that every baptized person is an indwelling of the Holy Trinity, that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit dwells in each Christian soul. This is a fulfillment of his promise internally in us. God is in me. I don't have to look into the sky. I just have to look interiorly, reminding myself he's with me, he's present, he's available. But sometimes I think Jesus, yeah, he's in me, but maybe he's gagged and tied up in the corner of my heart instead of having power and access to actually work in my life. And so those are times I think that we need to examine, and maybe I need to have someone pray with me. Maybe there's something that needs unbound or unleashed in me. Maybe I need to go to the confessional. Maybe some sin has bound Jesus up in me and he's not able to work. So there's things that we can do that might untie or unleash Jesus in my heart. It reminds me of a quote, St. Augustine. He was speaking of the truth, which we know is Jesus. So Augustine says, the truth is like a caged lion. We don't have to defend it. We just have to let it loose, and it'll defend itself. I think Christians need to remind themselves this. We have a lion within us. But sometimes he's gagged and bound. Sometimes he's tied up. Sometimes we haven't allowed him to act in power like he wants and like we need him to. We keep looking in the wrong places for Jesus, not realizing, wait a minute, he's not far from me. He's as close as a breath. He's in all these places where I might find him. He's not there in the sky in some distant place, some galaxy far away. He's here, present, available, and ready to roll up his sleeves in power in the places I really need him to work. So today, let's look for him there. Let's look for him in close places, reminding ourselves Jesus is true to his promises. He's trustworthy. And if he's said he will not abandon us, that he's with us always, that just because he's ascended into heaven doesn't mean that he's not close to us as well.